Hey guys, it's Tea Thoughts. This is a reading from Margaret Wright, and it is called I Want the Right to be Black and Me. I want the right to be black and me. Black women have been doubly oppressed. On the job, we are low women on the totem pole. White women have their problems, I guess. They're interviewed for secretarial instead of the executive thing, but we are interviewed for mopping floors and stuff like that. Sometimes we have to take what's left over in Miss Anne's refrigerator. This is all exploitation. And when we get home from work, the old man is wondering why his greens aren't cooked on time. We're also exploited in the movement. We run errands, lick stamps, mail letters, and do the door-to-door. But when it comes to the speaker's platform, it's all men up there blowing their souls, you dig? Some white man wrote this book about the black matriarchy, saying that black women ran the community, which is bull. We don't run no community. We went out and worked because they wouldn't give our men jobs. This is where some of us are different from the white women's liberation movement. We don't think work liberates you. We've been doing it for so damn long. The black man used to admire the black women for all that endured to keep the race going. Now, the black man's saying he wants a family structure like the white man's. He's got to be head of the family, and women have to be submissive and all that nonsense. Hell, the white woman is already oppressed in that setup. Black men have been brainwashed into believing they've been emasculated. I tell them they're not. They've never been emasculated. Emasculated men don't revolt. And if they were so emasculated, these blondes wouldn't be running after them. Black women aren't oppressing them. We're helping them get their liberation. It's the white man who's oppressing, not us. All we ever did was scrub floors so they could get their little selves together. It used to be that only older women felt like this, but now the younger sisters, the ones in college, are beginning to feel the same way. They see a brother walking around campus with a blonde on his arm just after he's left the Black Student Union blowing, "Black is beautiful, black is beautiful." So it teased them off. Also, black women feel they have to move to the front now because they're doing all men in. Whenever effective male leaders come up, they either get their brains blown out or they're thrown in jail. In the black women's liberation, we don't want to be equal with men. Just like in black liberation, we're not fighting to be equal with the white man. We're fighting for the right to be different and not punished for it. Equal means sameness. I don't want to be equal with the white community because I don't think it's very groovy. And why would I want to be equal with something that ain't groovy? Men are chauvinistic. I don't want to be chauvinistic. Some women run over people in the business world doing the same things as men. I don't want to compete on no damned exploitative level. I don't want to exploit nobody. I don't want to be on no firing line killing people. I want the right to be black and me.